Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say a special hello today to Maranatha, to Logan, and to Sam. Thanks for joining in. I hope you are loving Jesus as your best friend. Have you ever wondered who you will see in heaven? Who will live in that perfect place? Our next song is about that. I want to see each of you there. Let's sing Be Happy, Be Kind.
Be happy, be kind, be loving, be true. I'll meet you.
It's almost Christmas. Our friend Jesus came down from heaven and was born as a little baby in a manger to live with us. Let's practice this fun Christmas song, Away in a Manger. We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am something that has lots of pages. People read me. I rhyme with look. What am I?
Book.
That's right. I'm a book. Next one. I am something a group of people do at Christmas time. I'm an activity where people sing Christmas songs to others at their houses and usually at nighttime. What am I?
Christmas caroling.
Christmas caroling. Oh, I love Christmas caroling. We do that every year. And last one. I'm a piece of paper with pictures on me. I'm white, but you can use your crayons, markers, and colored pencils to color me. You might hang me on the fridge when you're all done. What am I?
It's a coloring picture.
That's right, a coloring picture. These three things are all ways you can share Jesus with others at Christmas time. You can give people books about Jesus, like the one called The Desire of Ages, and wrap it up in a pretty bag or pretty wrapping paper. You can sing songs like Joy to the World, Away in a Manger, and Go Tell It on the Mountain to sing about Jesus. And you can color a Christmas story picture with a Bible verse on it and hand it to someone you might meet at the store, at a park, or with your neighbors. Our story today is about Jesus coming back to take us to our better heavenly home. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for promising to come back soon. Please help us all be ready to go with you to heaven when you come back, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you remember our story about how Jesus went back up to heaven? Jesus' friends watched him go up, up, up with a cloud of angels. Imagine you're watching Jesus going up, up, up to the sky. Can you point up? Imagine he's going up into the clouds. Then two angels told Jesus' friends that Jesus would come back someday in a cloud of angels and take them with him all the way up to heaven. When Jesus comes back, he will be a king. So what's going to be on his head? A crown. He's going to wear a kingly crown. And angels will be all around him, and everyone will see him come. How many people will see Jesus come? Just a few? No. Just people with lots of money? No. Just the boys? No. The Bible says everybody will see Jesus coming in the clouds. If we truly love Jesus, we will be very happy when he comes to get us. Then we'll go right up to heaven on a bright, shining cloud with Jesus. Oh, imagine how wonderful that day is going to be. Some people who love Jesus have died. When Jesus comes back, guess what he's going to do with those people who've died loving him? He will make them alive again. They will come up out of their graves. And when they do, their bodies will be perfect. Maybe they were blind and they couldn't see, but when Jesus wakes them up, they can see. Maybe they had a hurt foot and it was hard to walk, but that foot will be all better. And maybe they were just a little baby. They will grow up perfectly with Jesus in heaven. Then all the people who chose to love Jesus will be alive again. What a blessing. This will be the biggest miracle that has ever happened. The sick people who are ready to go with Jesus will all be made healthy. Everyone who goes home with Jesus will be healthy and strong and so very, very happy. And when Jesus comes, some of us will still be here, alive on earth. But will we stay here? Oh no, when Jesus comes, then we will go up, 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 up into the air, to the beautiful cloud where Jesus is. We will ride together with Jesus and the angels on that beautiful cloud to our new home in heaven. Are you happy that Jesus is coming back soon? I know I am. If you have ever been excited to see your mommy or your daddy or your nana or your papa or a best friend come to your house, this is going to be even better than that when Jesus comes. And then we'll spend forever and ever in happy heavenly home. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping your promise. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Revelation 22:20. It says, "Surely I am coming quickly." Do you know who said that? It's Jesus. So when we say surely, that's like saying yes. So you can nod your head up and down. Yes, I am coming quickly. Quickly, does that mean slowly? No. So maybe you can run in place. I'm coming quickly. Revelation 22:20. Now let's try it together. Surely, I am coming quickly.
Surely, I am coming quickly.
Revelation 22:20.
Revelation 22:20.
It's time for prayer. Let's bow our heads as we talk to Jesus. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
We really want to be ready.
We really want to be ready.
To go home with you.
To go home with you.
When you come back.
When you come back.
Thank you for helping us.
Thank you for helping us.
To be ready.
To be ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today comes from the hymnal. It's called, "In a Little While, We're Going Home." Not much longer. And we are going to our heavenly home together.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.